Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Tuesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. We've got a big show. We always try to have a big show, and I think so far so good. But my guest this evening is a fantastic guy. We'll talk with him in just a few minutes. He's got a lot of great information. Some of it maybe you know. Some of it maybe you don't know. Some of it maybe you can call in and contribute and add to the information being discussed here on the program. More than welcome to do so. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. A big fat welcome to all of you out there listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Hello to everyone on the internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of our webmaster, James. Well, my friends, I got to tell you, in this series of bizarre weather that we've been having all over the country, and obviously there's a severe cold snap. I mean, they're talking about some places getting up to 3 feet of snow in one shot, other places 30 below or colder. It's pretty spectacular. Anyway, here today in northwest Arkansas, it was like 65 degrees. I mean, it's bizarre. So I kind of liked it, and I'll tell you why. Because I still had stinking ice and snow on the ground. It's gone now, which I'm very pleased about, and it'll be back in the normal range of 40 degrees tomorrow. It's probably warmer than that right now. It's probably about 50 or so outside. And it was a wonderful day. It was very, very nice weather. So I was excited about that. Got rid of some of that snow. But as we see this cold front move through, I hearken you back to the story that came out sometime, I want to say maybe September, somewhere around there, maybe October. And they said it's going to be a very mild winter, heating oil. People tended to spend a lot of money to make sure that, you know, they're warm and their house is warm and their families stay alive. Prices are going to be low. It's going to be a really mild winter. Everybody's going to be able to coast through this. And it seemed like that was the case for a long time. You know, obviously December was nothing for the most part. I mean, a couple of, freak opportunities for snow and ice to arrive happened in a few places. Buffalo, New York got hit pretty good in October. But other than that, really nothing to speak of. But now it's coming with a vengeance. And we had more or less predicted that that would happen. Now, I am not privy to prophetic visions. I'm not psychically inclined. Just noticing the trends. That's all. And I would see that. I think they said last night that heating oil prices in New York were at an all-time high. So it doesn't take long, does it? And of course, with all the tension with Iran and North Korea and all the other shenanigans happening, gasoline prices are going back up as well. I saw three different prices yesterday. Four different prices. One was $2.15. I saw $2.09. I saw $2.03. And then Walmart had the lowest price of anybody, of course, because they can compensate for a lack of profit in that area. For profit in other areas, they had it for $1.97 a gallon. Now, that's the cheapest I've seen it in a long, long time. So where does all this leave us? Well, it leaves us with a moderately bleak outlook for the future as far as this year and how it's going to go. There's already talk about drought conditions in the summertime. Okay, so that means that this places where they had a mild winter, where they didn't get the snow, of course, they're going to not have the snow melting, and it's going to be a problem for them. But anyway, keep your eyes on that one, folks. But don't lose hope. There's really no reason to fear these things. God's got it under control, right? We're just along for the ride. He's got the steering wheel. It's all good. Stay with us, my friends. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Do it, baby.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. I was listening to my music the other day, and I realized that a great portion of the musicians featured in my bumper music are dead. It's a very surreal thought to me. But anyway, welcome back to the show. We're going to be discussing music today with our good friend. His name is John Thomas Millerott. I met him a few years ago, and really, I think we just clicked. There are certain times you meet people, and they resonate on that same level that you exist on, and it's a really great thing and a great benefit, certainly to me as a broadcaster and as a person seeking answers, to find somebody that has discovered so many through his own hard work, his own diligence, and his own insight. And we'll talk about that, about sort of what sort of led him to all of this, what woke him up that led him down the path in the first place, and, of course, subsequently what he discovered. It's an incredible story, and without further ado, I'd like to welcome our good friend, researcher and seeker of truths, John Thomas Millerott. JT, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much again for having me on your show.
Hey, brother, it's a pleasure and an honor, as always.
Oh, it's great to be back. It's been some time, and I miss talking with you. This is the new night shift.
Yeah.
Now. It's kind of nice talking at night with you like this.
It is nice.
I'm not a morning person. This kind of suits me a little better.
Yeah, we did get you up early on a regular basis, and I appreciate the accommodations.
Okay. Oh, it was great. It was such a great experience talking with you on the show.
Well, and here we are again. Now, it's interesting, too, because I was speaking with you with our archive sort of annihilated. A lot of people didn't have the privilege of being able to hear you speak on the show before. So I thought it'd be a great time to refresh some memories and explore some things. And I'd like it, if you don't mind, start out with maybe what woke you up to the realities. Because, and I have discussed this so many times, that when people realize that the whole world is a stinking lie,
yes.
You know, they either, A, they accept it, or B, they reject it. And if they reject it, pretty much they just go insane. So if they accept it, then they have to choose what to do with it. Forget about it or do something about it. And you, obviously, and all of us have had that moment, that big wake-up call, you know, the alarm going off, the doorbell ringing. It just sort of jolts us out of our slumber. And it's such a bizarre experience. Every one of us has had those moments. And that's why I think it's important that... And we always have new listeners, new ears, all the time.
Of course.
And a lot of people think, maybe when they hear people talking about stuff, that, you know, oh, wow, well, they must have always known that. Like, I'll give you an example, since we're going to be talking about music. In high school, maybe, you saw somebody and they had, like, a backpack or a T-shirt for some band that you never heard of. And you're like, wow, you know, those guys are you know, they've obviously been a fan for a long time. You know, I don't know anything about this band. And then you find out that maybe that band just came out, and that guy just happened to be the first one to pick it up. But you assume from the presentation that he's always been a diehard fan. He knows everything about the band, everything about the music, and so on and so forth. So it's not on your level. Everybody, and anytime somebody might chastise someone for asking maybe a stupid question, I always remind them. I said, hey, you weren't born knowing this crap either. So this I do like to discuss the awakenings that we've all had, and I'd like you to tell yours.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for providing me that opportunity. Mm. It's quite a recent story. I 4 years ago I must say that I'm 41 years old. I'm a musician composer all my life. I've been an artist, and I grew up in the 70s loving, just adoring probably art as it's depicted through playwrights and movies and all the mediums, much more than life itself. I was in school. I didn't enjoy that very much. And life wasn't too interesting around me, except for a couple of kids that I would play with, but nothing terrific. I perhaps would get something more off the Brady Bunch or something, because it would trigger some imagination. So I was very much taken on a very deep level to people's ideas through the mediums of the arts, whether it be poetry or American history. I was fascinated with. And I grew up in Washington, D.C., in Georgetown. So my surroundings were quite formal to pursue the interests of America, which are really quite interesting at first. You have to admit that the pitches for America, as far as the Declaration and how it was founded, are very attractive to most young people, because it really sounds like the ultimate way to go about being a person in the world. So we do start out with that. School provides that, and I was a history buff. I really loved the presidents. So I came out of that and grew up with a lot of pop culture the way everybody else does. I had my favorites, whether it was Star Wars or the Osmonds, or my first concert was I saw Kiss in 1979. So I grew up basically pretty normal, not opposing any of these things, in fact indulging. Mm-hmm. In entertainment, I was a big TV watcher, 8-9 hours a day. So I was not a great student, but I was a big lover plays and films and television, probably still like that. But what happened the last couple of years was pretty much the pinnacle, Frank, was 9/11, that whole period where the world changed. And whether you wanted to face it or not, things were going to be different from that point on. And a lot of truth radio began to blossom, I think, all the more so. And it was the buzz of the time of the 21st century, where people were questioning the authority on a spiritual level now, because there was so much more coming out about the Masons and Skull and Bones, and if you didn't hear about it, there was something coming up in that context, because it was being brought out for the first time in the last 10 to 12 years, but certainly in the last 5 to 6 years, it's been very powerful.
Sure.
It's hard to ignore it, whether you abide by it or not, or take it as truth. So that was something that affected me, but when I found out for myself really what the Illuminati was by definition, and what the Masonic people did and what their virtues were and how long they've been around and all the history. It took about a week and a half, about 2 years ago. And the story I told you is the fact that for the first time in my life I went into shock, and I couldn't even move for a few days because what I'd taken in about George Washington and actors and people I just never thought could possibly be connected with anything as calculating as what was being indicated, it absolutely brought a spiritual reality to me as to how I had viewed things I admired, like horror films and Bela Lugosi and Planet of the Apes and all these great, you know, science fiction films were not seemingly just pieces of entertainment made by very articulate people. Because that's what we do believe, is that, you know, great directors, and it does come from Hollywood. We know, many of us know, without even getting into spiritual matters, that much of life is fake and full of propaganda. Mm-hmm. That's just that we live in a very commercial, falsified, plasticized world. It's interesting to think that plastic, I believe, wasn't even around 45 years ago. Mm. There was nothing plastic, and now basically virtually everything is plastic, not only physically, but in the aesthetics of our lives.
Well said.
Yeah, it's very true, and I think we get used to that, and when we get used to that, we forget the past and how things were different just a few years before. But needless to say, I came in tune with the political attributes of the spiritual condition of the world, meaning that rather than just looking at the virtues of American politics elsewhere, what's going on in the past, what's going on continually now with Bush and all his cohorts, as they say, I began to truly realize that this is something quite ancient and not seemingly just tied into the people that we see in the front. Now, most people understand this. They look at it from an aesthetic point of view, that a lot of politicians are indeed puppets.
Yes.
And there are lots of people behind them, but we look at it in the sense of many men or organized people doing something behind the scenes, and that is true, but it's much more powerful than that. And that's what begins to rip the veil down for those that want to seek further into the truth of how the world actually operates and who propagates it and what is actually behind it. And I hate to say that Lucifer does run the world politically, period. There isn't any way to get past the legal realm of this world without getting into his symbols, his ancient. In fact, to be a medicine, an MD, you have to worship the ancient gods of medicine. It's remarkable that would be something that one would have to do, but that's actually part of the ritual of being a healer.
Mm.
And it just attributes the fact that most of the sanctions of industries today, of all the formal institutions, are luciferic. And you say, well, how do you prove that? Well, it's what's interesting is that we don't have to prove it. They've written books on it. They are the ones that have told the world about who they are, but it's done in a very intelligent and calculating way, so it's not easy to take in because it's so steeped in all the details.
Yeah.
Which is what Lucifer's all about. It's so full of twists and turns that it's like law.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to actually, you know, have a pencil on your desk, and all you want to do is move it to the left side of the table. But when you have a little mechanism where you have to tell it what to do, and you have to, or computers, you have to figure out how to tell that computer how to do that.
That
it's called compartmentalization.
Uh-huh.
And we're actually in a virtual world now where we think we're doing okay in our offices and our, you know, our lives. At least we haven't blown up yet. You know, World War III hasn't come, seemingly. But in actuality, we're living in a very plastic bubble of false dreams and hopes that are based off the American dream, which are actually going back to an Atlantis government. It's very fascinating when you get deeply into it. It's part of the history of man, and there's no way to really escape that. They've written out all the history, Frank. It's all there to admire as far as what is true and what isn't.
Yes, very, very well said, my friend. We're coming up on a break here, but
sure.
I just wanted to comment on that because I think that what you've done really is sort of contextualize our society today as to what it is. And you're right. It isn't a situation where it's simple and pure. It's a situation where it's complex and legalistic and extraordinarily, I guess you could say, micromanaged. But we'll get into that. Folks, please stay with us. Our special guest, J.T. Millerat, and more Frankly Speaking Radio coming up.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group
warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. It's Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back, and welcome to our special guest tonight. We're going to talk about a great many things, and we are just scratching the surface as we've begun here with our good friend, J.T. Millerott. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Hey, thank you. So when we left off, we were just sort of talking about the world system, and you're right to say that it goes back to this Atlantean style. And I'm not saying it's based on the actual place Atlantis. I don't know that that existed. But the writings about Atlantis that came out 400 years before Christ walked the earth, it all talked about that class society.
Yes.
And if anybody can honestly say we do not have a class society in America, I would tell them that they probably shouldn't be listening to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely correct. Well, it's interesting. You know, we have to look at the world at this time responsibly, no matter what our faith is, because no matter what our opinion is of what is actually going on that we can't prove or perhaps can prove, what is certain is that we're all in the same basket together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the world goes up, we're all going to face that. There's
sure.
detriments that we all have to face, the consequences of what goes on. You were mentioning earlier about the weather,
mm-hmm.
and it is quite remarkable to even try to pinpoint. For those of us that don't really know about what's going on with the chemical warfare and the changing of the planet, you know, you say greenhouse whatever the effects are, the greenhouse effect and the basic changings of the Earth are easily scientifically explained. But why did they happen, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for what reasons did they happen? There
yeah.
you go back to Atlantis, where the myth actually is that the entire world was governed by kings. And the level of control was far beyond Egypt and Mesopotamia and the great Greek civilizations and Rome and all of that. It was on a level, it is said, of a total and complete magic using the forces of nature, the irrigation of the mining of the world, the properties that God had created, basically in Eden on Earth. It was a perfect place that he had created. And it changed. And why did it change? Because it was... It was changed and tampered with and used in complete abomination. So when we look at our world today, what's easily said is if, you know, if we really do love God, we will find ourselves naturally offended by things that mock his character, ignore his love, or pervert his truth. And what I say is that when everything's all over, I really feel that the truth will be revealed to everybody. It won't be too different as to how it stands now, but it's under a veil. The veil is not that people can't see it, for it is before them. The veil is that truly man is asleep. And that's why they talk about, you know, the secret societies opening that third eye up. It's a different intelligence. It's kind of like biting into the apple and knowing what man can't, what Rip Van Winkle can't possibly know. And living in that paradigm is a very dangerous place to live because it's actually been broken. And you were saying before, you know, it's a question of what side people want to step into. If they want to take the responsibility for what's truly come against children, what's truly come against the plants and the animals, the diseases that came in where there were no diseases. They were created. So I say this, I say the matrix is shattered. We who love God should rejoice. We have time to heal by experiencing the total and utter failure of this world. But it's man's world, Frank. Man's
That's
plans
right.
and goals for us, not mm-hmm. the Lord's.
Yeah.
And we have the short window of time now to heal and rise up in him. Jesus breaks the chains of mind control, not men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we who speak forward of these matters are servants of God, and we wish desperately for those out there listening now to consider the warnings that, you know, that we speak in spirit in what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
awesome.
That's where I stand. You know, I mean, I'm not a Christian. I don't come from church, but I love the Lord Jesus, and I've began to witness more in understanding the Lord what secretly comes against him, even though he's praised in every corner,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want to look at the churches or that people still even use his name, that
yes.
does not mean that that's in the spirit of Christ. It's really in our actions and our fruits that represent that.
Yes, and I couldn't agree more. I've discussed this on the show. Well, it seems to be popping up quite often these days about how man's attempt to improve everything has led to that sort of micromanagement style, and anybody that's ever, you know, worked in a business that's like that, you know, it's just horrific working conditions to have that stuff. You just want to say to whomever, say to the boss and say, hey, you know, you hired me to do the job because you thought I was the best person for it. Let me do it.
Yes.
And see, the problem is that, you know, I was looking at especially some of these laws that they keep popping up, this proposed legislation to make, cheating on your spouse a crime. Then there was one that said basically if you didn't have a child in your marriage within 3 years, the marriage would be automatically annulled. I mean, what the hell
You're
is
kidding.
Going on?
Really?
I know. I just saw it. I haven't gone through it on the air or anything, but that's the gist.
Queer Folk is on its third season now. Well, that's the dichotomy right there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Hang on a second, my friend.
Okay.
Folks, stay with us. We'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Frankly Speaking Radio continues. I'm your host, Frank Whalen, and our special guest this evening is a great researcher, a self-made man in the truth. And I got to tell you, it's really empowering to know that there are people out there who are so passionate about the truth that they will seek it out themselves. They will find it. They will find answers. They will share that research with us. Let's welcome him back to the show here. JT Millerott, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you, Frank. You're much too kind. I appreciate that.
No, not at all. I'm just being honest, brother. And you're exactly right with everything you've said thus far. And I think it's important to note that, you know, I'm with you on all this stuff.
I know that you are. There's some things we're talking about, Atlantis about, and I don't know much about the subject. I did buy some books a while back when I was beginning to talk about this because when I was doing a show with George N. Hughes of The Bite Show last June. I actually, do you know Manly P. Hall? Are you aware of Manly P. Hall?
Yes.
The writer, one of the biggest Masonic writers of all time, probably the most notarized. He wrote many books, The Secret Destiny of America, and the most notable one, I believe it was in 1929 or so, was the Secret Teachings of All Ages. That's like a handbook.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this book out, not really sure what it would tell me. It's about a 200-page book, and it's actually the story of how the ancient technology of Atlantis has actually reached throughout the ages,
mm-hmm.
and how they've kept it alive. And that's basically what they worshipped. The myth is that, and I happen to believe it's true, I happen to believe Atlantis existed, is that it was the Golden Age, and that they were, it was a one-world government. But it was on a level that we can't imagine, because it was, if you know your scripture about the giants, they were of enormous size, and their abilities were far beyond the most incredible ancient men of 5,000-7,000 years past,
mm-hmm.
of those grand accomplishments, which are just unbelievable in itself,
mm-hmm.
the technology, the achievements of slavery, the ability in Egypt to be able to do all that in the desert, which is symbolic within itself, Frank, because that's in a dead place. As you know, at night the desert's freezing, and in the day it's unbearable.
Yeah.
And yet these great things were done, and the materials used were from thousands of miles away. It baffles us to understand how that could have possibly happened. But in the ancient before time with Atlantis, apparently the things of this earth were completely governed. South America, North America, all over the world. And I don't know if I should say this. I haven't told you this before. It sounds a little kooky. You know how I watch a lot of films, and recently I saw Planet of the Apes. And those who are familiar with that film, in the beginning, Charlton Heston and a few astronauts land in that new promised land. They're not sure where they are. It ends up being in the future. And you recall when they're in the raft and they're in the water? When they get out of the space capsule and they're in the water, and okay, well, they get into a little raft after their space capsule sinks, and they're about to get onto the land. But as they're paddling through, they go by these amazing landscapes, which I think are either in Utah or Arizona, where have you. And I could actually see in the back. This is going to sound very strange, and I've seen this in a few films before. Frequently, when there are mountains, and this particular film, there's sort of a sandcastle mountain. And when you look in the back, it looks like architecture of a city. You can see the columns. I mean, it's all like it's sprayed away, like a nuclear holocaust. Like you can't, like it's sand, and you can barely tell what it is. But against the sky, you can see very clear squares and triangles. You know, the shapes of a building that would come against the sky, and you can actually see the leveling of it, where it would not look like a natural habitat, like a mountain or a rock or any sort of natural setting that would be cohesive with that sort of plane, which was a desert.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to explain this. I don't know if people would be following me with this, but what I'm saying is that the people that made Planet of the Apes, and this was filmed in 1967 during the exact time that Monterey Pop Festival was going on. It took 4 months to do this film, and the achievement of what they were able to get across, which is basically the Darwin theory, by the way. That was done in coalition, in sequence with 2001 Space Odyssey, getting ready for Man on the Moon. And all these events are attributed to a very ancient knowledge of getting the world propagated all at the same time. This is my point, that whatever these mystified things could possibly represent, the achievement at the time was that we were getting great films, man was going to the moon, Woodstock was coming, rock and roll was great, things mm-hmm. were changing in the hippiedom, things were new, things had gone into color. People see the Brady Bunch in 69 and think, okay, that's a cheesy show, and indeed it is. But color wasn't really around in 65, so
mm-hmm.
by the time that show is in its fourth season, it kind of looks like today, but a little dated. And I'm trying to just make a mind control point that all these diverse things were going on at the same time, and it looked like we were going forward, when actually nothing was really happening at all, except for their very calculated plans that went decades before, maybe perhaps further than that. And that's the achievement of the 20th century with popular culture. It looks like, you know, Marilyn Monroe was there, and she was a great icon, and James Dean, and all these things kind of happened where you can say, well, that was a great time. At least they represented something well at one point. And I agree with that on an artistic level. There's no question about all those things. But there was a plan to bring all these things to a head, Or if you look today, there are not that many great playwrights. There are not that many great plays that, you know, out on Broadway musicals. They're all rehashing the same things.
Yes.
We're able to do this because that need to get people excited about something new doesn't need to be in that same sector anymore. We've gone to a new level of mind control where we're happy to be with our computers.
Yes.
We're boggled down by 1,000 channels. So even if we don't get through that hour, at least we've tapped through a bunch of channels. it's that compartmentalization that gets us perpetually off from any, you know, the truth could be out there, but there's a lot of counter-truth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard to disseminate what actually is real anymore. Even if you love the Lord, you might not be able to find out things about this world that are coming against us that we should know about.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very tricky avenue to get into.
Wow.
Because of all the misinformation.
Yeah, yeah, there is quite a bit of that. Now, one of the things that you'd sort of talked about is different things that might pop up in films or cartoons or television shows,
it's
things like that.
Yeah,
music. I mean,
we live in a very algorithmic world. It's very hieroglyphic. It's all sign language and hand signals and metaphors and symbols.
Mm-hmm.
The entire world is powerfully attuned that way. Now, if you think about, you know, the Bugs Bunny cartoons we all grew up with, most of us saw on TV. They're fairly innocent, except Mom or one of our friends' moms might have found fault with all the violence, you know, with Wile E. Coyote or something like that. You know, I always found that somebody had a problem with that, or even Batman with Adam West with the fighting, which is so corny.
Yeah.
But there was violence.
Kapow,
right? Did you want three or four lumps? You know, all that kind of thing.
Yes.
And, you know, all that sort of splat, and then they're okay. And Jim Carrey did that kind of thing with Mask. But the point being is that if you recognize those cartoons, like take, for instance, Frank Bugs Bunny, there's a 100-piece orchestra playing for that 8-minute cartoon, and there's a lot of thought and a lot of production that's going into that would be like a Michael Jackson $3 million film of today. It was the same attention going into what, a kid's cartoon? Was all that animation just entertainment for children? It was symbolic representation, and one of the things that man got very used to with animation was seeing animals act like us. Now, that's okay, you know, on one level, but on another level, it's there for us to be mind-controlled into getting certain symbolic, it's like triggering, basically.
Right.
For those that are mind-controlled, it's there for that, and those who are not, where it's not there for that, it just becomes normalcy. For instance, I'll give you a good example. Okay, Cookie Monster, that particular character.
Sure.
Whether it's a doll or a little kid's backpack with a light. Well, you know, Ernie and Bert. I'm trying to think of some of the others because I have children. Their eyes are bugged out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look like they're insane.
Yeah.
And there is something to that. There's a lot to that. And basically, the Masonic virtues of the gloves that all the cartoon characters wore.
That's true.
Connect to the people that actually made them. I'm not saying the artists, but I'm saying those that controlled the artists, because everything comes out exactly as they want it to.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse had gloves.
They all had
Bugs
gloves.
Bunny
they,
had
all
gloves.
All the big
sure.
ones, yeah. The mm-hmm. Warner Brothers and Disney characters had gloves. And we once talked about this, how Goofy wasn't a dog. Pluto was the dog. And you said, well, what was Goofy? He's a man. And it's very cruel when you get into not just the outside of the Disney cartoons. It's fine, right? But on the inside of it, it's very cruel because they know what they're doing, and they've actually taken humanity away from us.
Wow.
What's also interesting, this is another very, everybody will remember this. If you ever see Pepe Le Pew or even Goofy in his own cartoons, most of them are on city blocks, you know, they'll be in city scene, and everything is bare. There isn't anyone there.
Hmm.
Now, those who are going through serious mind control and getting the programming through that are getting messages about that.
Mm.
It's not just, you know, it's not just by default by fault that Don will be going through a city block with cars and department stores and no one's there.
Yeah,
it's bare. It's all bare. And that, believe me, that's there on purpose. Why aren't there more on human beings and little children? Cartoons about children. There are, but they don't look like human beings as much.
No,
especially today.
Yeah,
you know, you got that Japanese style animation on there, but the main thing is, Frank, is that there's a reason for all things. There's a plan for all things. We are not allowed as humans, as artists, as doers of anything that's creative, to actually put our own character, our own trademark out there, and then it makes a big hit, and then that, it was good for children. It doesn't work that way.
Yes.
It's, you know, all magicians that are signed, legal magicians and clowns, are part of the shrines. It's a fact.
Wow.
If you're legal and professional, if you're a magician, in fact, being a magician, we all know, remember the old top hat, the white glove, like Fred Astaire, right?
Yeah.
That's Masonic. I mean, it was Masonic then when you look at Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde back in the 19th century in England. And why did everybody wear those top hats? They were all Masons.
Wow.
All gentlemen. They called them gentlemen. They were Masons. They were in the club.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's, you know, if people know what that actually means, that you're worshiping Lucifer either knowingly or unknowingly, it's a very powerful reality to behold in our world.
Yes, absolutely, without a doubt. And that's
the major
really...
comedians, you know, Ed Wynn and Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello, the Marx Brothers, Harold Lloyd, W.C. Fields, they're covered. Those are all the top icons.
Yeah.
That's Charlie Chaplin. I don't know about him, but he was the most powerful entrepreneur that there was. In comedy, he owned his own studio. In 1915, he was making hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars.
Chaplin was?
Yeah, Chaplin was, yeah.
Now, was that United Artists?
I don't know if it was an interesting title. I don't know if it was United Artists at that time. But that's what I'm saying, Frank, is that the truth is before us everywhere.
Yes.
United Artists, Orion, it's all there.
Yeah.
I never thought about, wow, United Artists, you mean global.
Yeah.
You mean the black cars, I see.
<That's>
I didn't understand that.
That's the one Tom Cruise is running now, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Scientologist, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, have you ever heard of a band called The Residents? They're an underground group. They've been around since 1974.
Probably not.
Well, they're an interesting group to talk about very briefly because nobody knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're four people that have the most artistic stage shows. They have shows called, like, The Mole Show, and it's like, cutouts and people doing very high-tech. A lot of design goes on. A lot of money goes into this. Now, you know what their image is? There are four eyeballs with top hats on.
Really?
You get it? Do you get it?
Yeah.
They're eyeballs.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're the Residents, and nobody knows who they are. They've been around since 1970. Now, even Kiss got revealed. And you can laugh at Kiss, but they're a billion-dollar industry.
Yes.
We're not talking about the group. We're talking about Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
That's a living, breathing, serious business. And it's not run by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Mm.
Just like the President of the United States doesn't run the United States.
Right.
Glorified spokesman. And if we understand that, then we can really get into the spiritual element after that. Don't people want to know that they've been had, that the world is fraudulent on a level that would be beyond what anyone could accept? Because if you don't accept the spiritual element, you can't possibly believe that people are programmed and mind-controlled to the extent of robots. Humans just can't do that, right?
Yeah, you'd think not, but
you
then
would
again,
think that, right?
Then again, you know what is the definition of human? I mean, are we talking about human compassion, human understanding? In which case, then yes, without a doubt, there's no humanity there at all.
Very but, true.
You know, it's very intriguing because there are these kinds of symbols and clues and triggers all over the place, and I wonder.
Yeah.
I've done some shows on this, just mind control in general. Is always interested me because I'm a big fan of being my own man, as you are as well. So obviously something that might be potentially infringing on that is of severe interest to me, and I'm sure to everyone out there. Well, anyway, I was looking at the different programs, and of course you've got all of the officially sanctioned and admitted programs, and those are all out there, folks, public record. You can go and look them up anywhere. MK Ultra, MK Naomi, MK Delta. I mean, these things are there. But there's the Monarch program. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, from what I understand, that was deemed as such because the pelvis of a human being looks like a monarch butterfly. And what that is sort of fracturing the psyche of people using sexual abuse. And I was told by someone that different things, of course, act as triggers in that capacity. When you're doing that sort of mind control, brainwashing type of stuff, occasionally, you know, let's say, and it does happen a lot to children, and it's one of the most high offenses.
It's most powerful when it's done to the children or to the fetuses. Believe it or not, they do it to the fetuses. They hypnotize the organs before they're even out of the womb.
this, someone told me once that when these things are being perpetrated on occasion, people will wear like the Disney masks and things like that, you know, like
sure.
the characters. So that
yes.
way.
Oh, absolutely. Like yeah. hallucinogenics. They,
yes.
the role, see, Frank Disney was actually birthed out of mind control. I mean, the films, those early great films like Fantasia, and they were all made for the mind-controlled slaves. They were not made for the public. And they still serve very, very well. The triggering programming of Wizard of Oz and Fantasia and Alice in Wonderland still work remarkably well today. It's part of a magical order that goes back to the ancient philosophies that are inside of those virtues of the programs, of the movies or the films, the cartoons. We don't see it. Like, for instance, Wizard of Oz is about a girl who gets caught up in a tornado and lands in Oz and is with, you know, we'll got a break there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
good ears. Hang on a second, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more from our special guest this evening, John Thomas Millerat, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul,
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Tail end of our first hour already, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Let's jump back in here with our special guest this evening, John Thomas Millerat. JT, welcome, and
yes,
thank you.
Frank. Thank you. James Brown, that's what I'm talking about, my brother.
That's right.
It's
that's
sad
right.
that he just passed away.
Ah, tragic.
It is.
So many. You know, great, great, great accomplishments in the arts, in music, film, television, literature, all over the place, you know, that these great things have been achieved. And we're going to be talking about some of that here this evening. But to get back to what you were saying, you were mentioning about the Wizard of Oz. And,
the campaigns of things. As there's a story we all know. Mm-hmm. When you view something, we basically could explain the classic Hansel and Gretel or Wizard of Oz as such. It's about this. It's about the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion, et cetera, and we all know the Good Witch and Bad Witch and how it begins and ends and all of that. But what's actually in webbed into it magically is something that's much more intelligent and deeper and evil than we could possibly understand. For instance, just the premise that there are, in fact, good witches and bad witches is a very dangerous yin-yang to get involved in as an understanding of that children will have. All magic is bad. There is no good magic. There are no good witches. Witches worship Lucifer, and they do so by casting spells and sacrificing living creatures, both human and animal, in order to get through to their means. It's a very evil action to be a part of. There is no good that comes from it. So when we were talking about this a while back, Frank, about the sinking of music,
yes,
like Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon with The Wizard of Oz, which a lot of people know about. It's a very famous collaboration that people have experienced for the last almost 10 years now. What you get from things such as that is a completely different story. Now, whether it tells a complete opposite element to it, what you do see is, well, for instance, I'll give you a great example.
Yes.
Those that know Dark Side of the Moon probably enjoy it and love it. And David Gilmour is a great guitar player, and it's got very beautiful tones on that album. When you put it to The Wizard of Oz with the sound down and have it lined up correctly, his guitar sounds become ocean waves of distress. What you see with the clocks going off in the beginning of one of the songs, and then it begins to ring, and Mrs. Gulch is shown on her bike right at that moment as it indicates the witch, and how everything, the music goes in measure and calculation and tone with all the scenes. It's quite scary because you begin brain damage comes on when Dorothy meets the Scarecrow and he's on that little hook. And he comes off, and he begins moving kind of strangely. And when you have the sound up, and you hear him singing, "If I Only Had a Brain," it's very charming. But when you turn it down, and you hear brain damage, Frank, brain damage, and you're watching him move, you see a man that's got no control of his limbs, and he looks like a mental vegetable,
a puppet that's mind controlled.
Yes, exactly. It's very cruel, but you don't see it. You do if it's right before you, and with powerful music that says the other. If I only have, it just wipes that out. You can't see that. Also, I've put a Dark Side of the Moon with The Exorcist. Mm. Another incredible.
Does that work?
Yes, incredibly well.
When it gets to
brain damage, you've got the priest that's taking care of the girl we're about to. I forget at what point of the film. He's in New York City walking. He's going towards his mother, who's in a mental hospital, and that's just when the song Brain Damage begins.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it.
Hold on a second, brother.
Sure.
Folks, we got to pause here for a quick break, just about 90 seconds, and then we'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in hour number two right after this.
Attention.